This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Obama has called the economic stimulus bill that passed last night a major milestone on our road to recovery. He says he'll sign the bill and put its provisions into action quickly. NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Scott.
And Juan, there's been so much concentration on the fact just three Republicans came over the line to vote for it. But I want to share Rahm Emanuel, the president's chief of staff, said last night, we've been in office, what, 2.5, 3 weeks? We've passed the most major sweeping comprehensive legislation that relates to economic activity ever. Help us understand the significance of this bill.
Well, I think numbers might help here, Scott. The number that I think of is 5%. It's 5% of the gross domestic product that you're seeing now put out as a stimulus package. Compare that to the New Deal when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was trying to get us out of the Great Depression. His package was 2%. And we're not done yet. If you're talking to people at the White House, what they're saying is they're going to go on now and look at how we deal with budgets, entitlement, and don't forget, Treasury Secretary Geithner is on the way to dealing and putting more money into the banks to deal with troubled assets. So what you're seeing here is really the start of a tremendous effort to overhaul the American economy. Republicans are criticizing this as a move towards socialism. Democrats, and led by the Obama White House, are saying we're taking necessary action at a time of tremendous economic crisis for our country.
We're going to come back to you and talk about necessarily some of the politics later, but first, NPR's John Idsty is going to talk about a really significant week for the economy, and the stimulus bill, of course, was just a part of it.